fear is something that is there to protect you. Your body's natural response to protecting your livelihood and making sure that you survive is the purpose of what fear.
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors? Welcome to another edition of Monday Motivation. That's right. Today, I was just having a thought, and I wanted to challenge you with this same thought, that fears and family, they have something which is frightening in common. One more time. Fears and family have something that's frightening in common. Have you ever realized that sometimes when you have a fear, fear is something that is there to protect you. Your body's natural response to protecting your livelihood and making sure that you survive is the purpose of what fear serves us at times. And the crazy thing is that family, your mom, your dad, sometimes they don't want us to go on entrepreneurial endeavors. Sometimes they don't want us to go on camping trips. Sometimes they don't want us to go certain places after a certain hour of night because they're fearful of us and they want to look out for ultimately our well-being. Today, I want to challenge you just to think about this for a second, because a lot of times the things that we desire in our own lives, the things that we want to achieve, the things that we want to obtain, they're oftentimes on the other side of fear. But our body and our family sometimes protect us from even encountering the fear. Therefore, we can never have the success or the victory which is on the other side. So today, I want you just to begin to think. The next time you're fearful about doing something that you've never tried before, the next time that you're scared to do something but you don't know why your body is cringing up, you don't know why you're scared to jump off that diving board, you don't know why you're scared to try new things, you don't know why that you're not wanting to embark on a new experience that you know nothing about, I want you to begin to think about what could potentially be on the other side of that fear. Because we know when it rains, that after it rains, that there's a rainbow. And if any of you like good, delicious cereal like I do, then you know at the end of the rainbow, there's a pot of gold, aka Lucky Charms, right? But man, like real talk, I want you to begin to think about the next time you're fearful of something, or when your parent or somebody else is trying to stop you from what you know you've been called to do. A passion that you know has been put so deep with inside of you. Just something along your life and something in your journey that's telling you, go after it. Don't stop. Keep pushing. Even though it's hard, keep pushing. Even though some days you might be tired, keep pushing. You're almost at your breakthrough. Like I always like to say, if you keep swinging the axe long enough, the tree has to fall. It has to. Sometimes it takes longer than others. Sometimes you don't always get to get the glitz, the glam, and the bright lights. But just knowing that you achieved something great, knowing that you jumped into the swimming pool and you never were able to swim before because you were just scared of water because everybody else in your family can't swim. But then when you took that chance and you took that dive, you are now able to experience something great and accomplish something great because you pushed through the other side of fear. Man, let's go ahead and get to it this week. Let's not be fearful, but let's be faithful to the mission that's at hand. Let's be faithful and let's be ferocious, going after what we desire. Allow our passions to overtake us, to count out those jitters, to count out those nerves, and to cancel out the compromise for our own lives. It's time to get after it. Friends, if you would like to help spread the message for the show, I would love if you could just screenshot this episode, tag me on Instagram at Jonathan Jones Speaks, or even tag me on Twitter, mention me on Twitter at Jonathan J Speaks. I would love to repost, I would love to retweet, and I would love to show you some love just for you being faithful to the show. Or you can help us a little bit more if you'd like to go to iTunes and type in Speak Your Success and leave us a helpful review. Writing a review means a lot to us because it shows that we can expand the message. And ultimately, that's the goal, to empower other individuals, to charge other individuals, to help people get motivated to do what they want to do in their lives. Because life is too short. It's too short not to live the life that you desire for yourself. So this is TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones reminding you the hashtag is SYS podcast if you're on Twitter, Instagram, etc. But I'm reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other life?